listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about some remarkable followers of Jesus Christ, and I'm going to read you several verses from Acts chapter 4, beginning at verse 15, where we read this. But when they had commanded them to go out aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What shall we do to these men? For indeed that a notable miracle has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them, that from now on they speak no more in this name." So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Now, I love this scene of the religious leaders in Jerusalem desperately trying to figure out what to do with the problem of the disciples of Jesus. You see, during the days of his earthly ministry, Jesus himself was a problem for these religious leaders. This same council had a role in sending Jesus to the cross. Yet, even with Jesus himself no longer walking and teaching and working among the people, they had an even bigger problem with the followers of Jesus. So, in their desperation, these important men made a confession regarding the power of Jesus. This is what they said: "We cannot deny it." Now, that exposed the corruption of their hearts. You see, they acknowledged that a miracle in the name of Jesus had genuinely happened, yet they refused to submit to the God who worked the miracle. All they could do was make a threat and hope that the good news of Jesus spreads no further among the people. Their fear of the preaching of the good news of Jesus was rooted in their own sinful self-interest. It wasn't rooted in any desire to protect the people. Matter of fact, note the desperation in the words, "What shall we do to these men?" It was a problem that they couldn't figure out. These men did not respond to their threats and intimidation. These men knew the way that their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was treated, but they were not afraid. These men showed the power of God in and through their life. Now, you can't defeat men and women who are this committed to Jesus Christ. They were commanded to stop talking about Jesus, but everybody knew that they would keep on doing it. There is something wonderful about this story from Acts chapter 4. We see it in these words: "They conferred among themselves." Now, Luke, the author of the book of Acts, how did Luke know what the council discussed among themselves after the disciples left the room? Luke probably found out because a member of that same council later became a Christian, a man named Saul of Tarsus. Acts chapter 26, verse 10 gives us reason to believe that Paul, or Saul, was a member of this council able to cast his vote against the early Christians. Now, if this is true, we can say that Peter and John had no idea that when they spoke to that council, they were preaching to a future apostle and one of the greatest missionaries that the church would ever see. It's an example of the truth that we have no idea how greatly God can use us. Hey, think about that today. God can use you in ways today far beyond your expectation.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.